You know what it is, though? The whole thing about tequila and me, I'm Mexican, so tequila's like mother's milk. It's just like suckling at the teat. It's all good.
This is the RX Power Hour. Powerlifting, strongman, and superstar athletes. Welcome to the RX Power Hour. Here's Mike Johnston and Brian Hildebrand.
It's the same name, new voices, and a new purpose. Welcome to the RX Power Hour Strength Radio, the definitive name in strength training, nutrition, and promotions in the strength sports industry with me, Brian Hildebrand, and my much better looking, much younger, much more charming cohort in Bogota, Colombia.
What?
Is that where you are? Oh, no. Bogota. Oh, I got the wrong guy. Sorry. That's the short, fat guy in Columbus, Mike Johnston.
Oh, sorry. That's right. I was going to say, what did you lose, a bet or something?
I was trying to be polite, and it didn't work.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Sorry.
But yes, bud. I am in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, home of the Arnold Strongman Classic.
Yep.
And
Westside Barbell.
Westside Barbell, Lexan Extreme.
That's right.
The Doghouse. Lots of big boys lifting out there. Speaking of big boys, how do you feel today after your deadlifting exploits?
Come on, that was only 80%. I was goofing around. It was funny because, you know, that young man, Sean DeMarinis, he drove in with his training partner, Scott Brangle. They drove in from California, and they got in late to weigh in. But he always makes weight. He only sits right around 227 or so. And he was talking a little smack about powerlifting, and you know, it was powerlifting with smoke and mirrors. And I was like, you know, and this was the weigh-in night, so this was the night before the show. And I was like, so really, you think so? I said, let's jump on some deadlift. I said, anytime you want to go. He goes, all right, let's go, you know. And come to find out, he had actually done one of Catterly's meets. And he bench-pressed like 500 and something pounds raw. But he pulled like 740, I guess, and squatted 705 or something like that. But he did pretty well, you know, so it was just kind of a friendly ribbing. So I told him to go over and do, you know, go there and get in the, you know, the bros versus pros. I mean, give it a shot. What have you got to lose? I mean, $500 could be yours. So at the last minute, we just showed up and wanted to give him a little fun. But I told him I wouldn't take his money.
Well, that was nice of you. And what we're talking about is, so this weekend we were in Phoenix. We had two events going on. We had the American Strongman Light, the 105 guys, and their championship event that you had, five events in a single day. And then we had Bros versus Pros on the main stage during the daytime. We had five events total. And the fifth event was a one rep max deadlift, and Jerry Pritchett, who's an amateur who competed at World's Strongest Man, the first time an amateur's competed at World's Strongest Man, was emailing me like crazy and says, yeah, I'll be there, and then he was a no-show. So I went over and figured, you know, I might as well recruit a couple guys, let somebody take our $500 that really deserves it, and, you know, you pointed Sean out, and then next thing I know, you show up in cargo shorts and a T-shirt with Dion in tow and said, let's go, we're ready to go. And then we had a bunch of girls jump in, too, and they gave it a shot. So, I mean,
yeah, that CrossFit chick was, she was hard, man. She looked like an Eastern European chick.
Yeah. Well,
she didn't crack a smile or anything.
No, she just walked up to Rick. Done, and she took home prizes from Prescription Nutrition, who was our sponsor for that event. They sponsored the $500 for the max, but we had some good prizes for it too.
She pulled 355, okay,
right,
with a pretty decent you know, conventional stance, pretty good technique. She didn't really give up her back. She didn't have a belt on or wrist wraps.
No,
that was pretty badass.
And she competed in CrossFit all day prior to coming over to us at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
she was the real deal. I was impressed.
All Dion and I did was hit happy hour. They had like a two-for-one drink special.
You're going to have to look at our website. I'll post a picture of Dion. You know, I was the judge for the max.
Dude, you want to talk about the stink eye?
That was something straight out of an axe murderer slasher film, the face that Dion made with her sumo stance deadlift. So for people who aren't familiar, so we have this one rep next deadlift, and we only had a handful of guys because where we were having the event on the main stage got pushed late because of this other event, and so by the time we finally got to ours, the fifth event, you know, most of the vendors are gone and most of the audience is gone, and we had a couple athletes who left early because they had to get back, and it was unfortunate. But Dion stepped up and you ribbed her and ribbed her and ribbed her, and you know, the girls wanted to. We had two girls, Danielle Delicat, who was our pro, and that little Rose, and I don't know Rose's last name. She's, what was it? Joseph, Rose Joseph, the little tiny 4'11", she was built like a shit brick house at 4'11". It was just brutally mean. And they went, you know, 2.25, 275, 285, 305. I think Rose missed at 305, and this other gal comes in and opens at 315 and then goes to 355. But prior to that, Dion steps in and says, okay. She throws the belt, she puts Sean's belt on, right?
Yeah, Tommy Mutafis, one of the other lightweight pros.
Oh, okay, yeah, threw his belt on. She's in jean shorts and a T-shirt and rips and grips at, well, I think a 285 without difficulty, 315, and her last lift, I don't remember what it was, maybe 335 or something.
Yeah, 335. She missed 355.
Yeah, no straps, nothing. Grabs a hold of that thing, and she gets to 355, and she gets it about two-thirds of the way, and this picture that the photographer took, she's got one eye bulging out of her head, the other one's closed, this grimace look on her face. You couldn't make a scarier Halloween picture, you know, mask if you tried to. And I'll put it up on the website later, because it was absolutely hilarious, and people were like, holy shit.
She was going to war. I'll tell you what. All she would need. I mean, she's got some bad knees over the years, you know, and that kind of thing. But all she would need would a couple of months, you know, 6 months of training, and she would be right back to form. And then, you know, because 10 years ago, she's a world record powerlifter.
Right.
You know, she held world records. I don't know the weight classes when it gets down to the women, like 123, and then whatever the next weight class is the one she was in. It maybe 148. Whatever it was. And she squatted and pulled 405 in those weight classes.
Right.
And, yeah, she's a beast. And that was with bullshit equipment, too, you know. I mean, if she was in some of that super-duper gear that they have now, she'd probably squat 500. She'd be a monster. There's a matter of fact, we were in Texas, in Dallas, and we went out to one of the local gyms out there. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but... you know, great guys. They took care of us, let us come in and train. And I just gave her a pair of my 36 briefs that were just hanging off of her. They were huge. And she just, right. She crushed 365. I mean, she hasn't squatted heavy like that in years. And she just buried it, put it in the hole, and came right up. There's a video of it somewhere up on my Facebook page, my Facebook fan page. It's up there for sure. And on the 360 Cut, it's on the 360 Cut YouTube page. But yeah, it was awesome. She is definitely a powerhouse. You know, she was a track athlete at Georgia, so she's a bulldog, man. And that was a bulldog face. That was some Aunt Esther shit right there, dude. You old fish-eyed fool!
She was funny. And she just wanted, and the next thing I know, it's time for happy hour, time for cocktails. It's been a long day.
Yep, that was it.
That was fun. How was? Let's talk about the 105 guys. I know you guys had an American record broken in the log, right?
Right out of the gate. I mean, it must be the year for it. But yeah, you guys hit 365.
Like big boys.
Yeah, and you guys hit 365.
The previous record was 350. Yeah.
Right. Yep. And Dee Marinas comes up and crushes it. Mike Bestel took a shot at 375, and he had it. He had it in the. Just in the lockout position, but he just couldn't get his head back under the bar to get into the right position to get the call, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean these young boys, I'll tell you what, they're a powerhouse pressing. But Zach McCarley, young, you talk about young. This kid's only like 22 years old, and he won his consecutive America's Strongest Man title 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I interviewed him, and I'll have that interview up in the next few days on the RX Muscle website and Strength Central. He's a really nice kid and humble, and I think he's really looking forward to a chance to go to the international platform.
Oh yeah, he just came back with a victory in China. You know, he was over there with Dion in China, and he won. And of course, his second year here. But I mean, he's like three times in a row too, because he won his pro card at the national championship. That's how he earned his pro card. He was a national champ in the amateur side, and then he come back the next year and won America's Strongest Man, and then this time, and he was also a teenage national champ. And if I'm not mistaken, he was the lightweight national champ in teenage division, and then he was also the heavyweight national champ in the teenage division.
Wow.
So yeah, the kid is definitely not afraid of the top of the platform, you know what I mean? Top of the podium.
And you look at him, and he doesn't look... You know, when you think strongman, you don't think Zach. You know, when I think strongman, I think Shaw, Zadrunas, Sigmerson, Kazmaier. You know, those are the body types that I think. And so when you look at him, it's you don't see super brutal, powerful guy. You see just an average kid with curly hair, you know? And not to take anything away from him. He doesn't have that physique that you would expect to see.
You know, I've done a pound-for-pound comparison, and the lightweight pros are stronger than the heavyweight pros. If you did the weights based on body weight, I mean, okay, so these guys broke the record with 365, and Oberts did a 455, not taking anything away from him, but Oberts outweighed those kids by almost 200 pounds.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And these dudes are 445 he did, beg your pardon. And so, these are some tough kids. And, you know, I got to give it to my boy. I'm going to give a shout-out to an athlete, but Scott Brangle. Scott Brangle was one of the original 15, we call him. The lightweight pros started in 2004. And what they did was they took the top one and two from 2003, and they didn't when they were competing in 2003, they didn't know that this was happening. This didn't happen until much later. So they just selected them. They said, hey, you two are pros. And then they had 12 spots throughout that year, 2004, three different contests where they took the top four guys that finished, and they became pros. And then the one national champ from 2004, I think you know him well. That was the original 15 lightweight pro strongman. And Scott Brangle is the only guy that's still competing from that class of 2004. Myself out, Willie Wessels out, the Predator, Brad Johnson is no longer competing, Chris Bogart's out. I mean, names that you've, just guys you've never even heard of, Mark Wechter. Hell, some of them I've almost never heard of, you know. I mean, I know them all, yeah, I mean, a lot of guys just, you know, moved on to other things or, you know, gotten, you know, Willie and myself, you know, creeping up in age, and strongman plays hell on your body. But I got to give it up to Brangle, man. He came out there hanging and banging with those young boys. He's almost 40 years old, and, you know, he did a pretty good job.
Nice.
I was proud of him.
Nice. Who, besides Zach, so let's recap. What were the five events? And we started with the walk, and then where'd you go from there?
Last man standing log press, and we had a yoke and a keg carry medley, so 780 yoke and a 250 to 275 pound keg, and then we had Husafeld stone, 360, and then the farmer's walk, the giant farmer's with a turn. That's kind of old school. We brought the turn back. We haven't done a turn in a couple of years, and then finally stone over the bar, and their stone over the bar was 410, and D Marina's put up five reps. So did Johnny Wasico did four, and Zach also did four. You know, so 231 pound guy, four or five reps with 410 pound stone is pretty awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the rough circumference on that stone? Do you have any idea?
22 inches, I believe.
Yeah. So you just got to think that, and now Johnny is probably one of the taller guys in that entire group. So
but the Marinas and Zach are, they're no more than 5'7" maybe.
Yeah, not that tall. Although Zach's got some pretty long arms because I was watching him deadlift, and you know, he was barely clearing his knees by the time he was locked out, so he didn't have a super long pull. Yeah, it was. And what'd you guys wrap up with? What was your final event again?
The stone over the bar.
Oh, stone over the bar. Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, the 410-pound Alice stone, yep.
Gotcha. Well, we had a great event over the weekend. I'll start by saying I want to thank Aaron Singerman and PJ Braun, who, when Dave fell a couple weeks ago in India, ruptured his quad and wasn't able to make the trip out to Phoenix. We had to come up with a plan B, and Aaron and PJ stepped up, and they wore suits and looked professional and did a nice job commentating, not only to the crowd, but for all of our video that we did as well in our live stream. And it turned out really, really well. And then, of course, you know, none of this would be possible without Sally Ann, because she not only runs the computer, she's doing live play-by-play, managing the Ustream that's running in three different locations on the internet, managing me on stage as the head judge, managing our videographer, Morgan Pagel, thank you, Morgan, for running both cameras on Aaron and PJ and then on our athletes. But Sally Ann manages all that at the same time, plus trying to manage all the athletes that are registering and keeping everybody's information and getting that information to me and getting that information to Aaron and PJ so that everybody's up to date. And Sally Ann just does it so seamlessly, it makes life really easy for the rest of us and makes us look good. So in the end, it's people like Sally who bought you copious tequila on Friday night as well that make life easy. How was your tequila, by the way?
Fantastic. It always is, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make it a point to drink tequila before I deadlift every single time.
That's right. Have several tequilas and go deadlift the next day. Let's see how it works out next weekend for you. Or this weekend.
You know what it is, though? The whole thing about tequila and me, like I was telling you before, you know, I'm Mexican, so tequila is like mother's milk. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like suckling at the teat. it's all good.
Yeah, but fortunately, it's not soft and skin like and supple. It's a hard glass with a salty rim. So, or at least let's hope that it is. Man, I love it. Sally Ann makes my life easy. But our event, you know, it went really well. We had the Ed and Betty Parisa put on the Europa. This was a sports expo. It was a one-day event instead of their usual two-day event that the Europas had. And there was no bodybuilding contingency at this one. There was lots of bodybuilders there, you know, with the supplement companies and the equipment companies and stuff, because there was tons of vendors there. I think CrossFit kind of ruled the population. There was could you believe the population? How many people showed up for a one-day event there for a first time? I was blown away when I walked in 9:45, and it was just packed.
You know, it was packed. The funny thing, though, about those expos is the way that they're kind of set up is they're set up for larger groups. Right. And what I mean by that is CrossFit, for instance, brings, I don't know, whatever, 300 people to compete. And each person might bring some, you know, somebody to hang out with them. But they kind of stay focused in on the CrossFit area. Same thing with the wrestling. The kids' wrestling, to me, is a complete wash as far as your vendors go. I mean, the kids' wrestling, yeah, mom and grandpa come in, they watch the kids wrestle, but they don't walk around and talk to the vendors. And that's the part, I think, that kills you in an event like that, is your vendors pay money to be there. But the vendor aisles were never full. You know what I mean? Yeah, there were a lot of people milling around, and certainly when Strongman got started and I could see powerlifting, you know, there was people in the audience watching. But as far as walking around, I didn't see too much of that. You know, I was able to clearly get through a passageway without any problem. Whereas if you're like at the Olympia or the Arnold, now obviously those are larger shows, more established, but they're freaking packed. They're packed with people. People are interacting with vendors. You know, so I guess, in a way, if you were one of those people that actually wanted to go talk to a vendor, because Deanna and I had the opportunity to talk to a couple different people, you really could walk right up and have a conversation without being pushed and shoved back and forth and all that kind of a thing.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, from a vendor standpoint, if I paid money, and even though there were a lot of people coming in the gate, they weren't necessarily there for the vendors. They might have been there just to watch little Johnny compete, you know, in his first whatever event. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I know what
so
you mean.
It's kind of a double-edged sword, because I get it, you want to bring people in the door, but I think, to me personally, a lot of that has to come by way of exploitation. I, for one, right. in Arizona, and we were there driving around and eating at restaurants and listening to the local radio, I didn't hear one commercial about the Europa. Whereas here, when you're in Columbus during the Arnold season, you are absolutely inundated with Arnold stuff. There is Arnold stuff everywhere. Same in Las Vegas, signs all over the place for the Olympia. I didn't see one billboard. I didn't see anything like that. And yeah. I don't know how else you reach out to your local market but for doing things like that.
Yeah, no, I think that they reach out just through their periphery, through, you know, businesses that are affiliated with what's going on in, you know, nutrition stores and gyms and those kinds of things. And I think that's probably where they get it. And what I found interesting happening, you know, our event was on the main stage. So while I was standing on the stage, I had a view of the entire venue, kind of above everything. And you're right, the center where all the vendors were was not nearly as busy as the entire periphery where all of the events were taking place.
Right.
And I know you, I think you missed it, but right after you guys left last night, some of the high school kids were wrestling. There was a fight, and all the parents jumped in the ring, and there was a huge melee right after you guys left.
Nice.
Somebody left in an ambulance, and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, people, grow the fuck up. It's ridiculous.
Well, we did come back. We did see the ambulance and stuff there, so we weren't really sure what had happened.
There was a melee of probably 25 people on that.
You know, the other thing too, I will give it up for the Arizona Convention Center folks. They were really cool. They let us, go through a side door and take our stuff out. So we weren't there. You know, we've been stuck with wrestling, and it's nothing against youth wrestling or any of these sports. You know, but they always go along. And I know how you feel about people going over there a lot of time, but they always go long. And we were in Orlando. We were stuck waiting for wrestling for hours and hours and hours.
Right,
because the convention center people wouldn't let the big doors open until every little kid was out of there. And they got 6-year-olds out there wrestling. Well, that's fine if you're just carrying a bunch of boxes through a side door. But if you're trying to hump, 10,000 pounds of equipment, you can't do it without your truck being right there. So we kind of get jammed up sometimes with all these little things. And then I get the idea behind it, but, you know, it is what it is. It's part of what you deal with. If you're going to be with an event like that, which is sort of we'll call it a smaller tiered event, you know, it's certainly not the Arnold or the Olympia. It's something, definitely an event that's established and getting established, but it's not as big as it maybe it will be someday. But, you're going to deal with the little kids and all that stuff, so it makes it kind of difficult. But
well, I'm going to take the opposite stance of you, and before we go to commercial here in just a minute, I'm going to cover Bros versus Pros a little bit later because we had a lot of really cool stuff happen. But the bottom line for us is my shout-out tonight goes to Josh Barnett from the Metroflex Gym in Phoenix. Josh and Gilbert and the boys there from the gym, they loaned us and Ed Parisa, who had trained with the pros, with the pro bodybuilders. He brought all the equipment in for us and for the other event, and those guys got stuck there, just like you said, until O-Dark 30, waiting for the motherfuckers to open up the goddamn bay door. If you've got kids wrestling over in literally one corner of the auditorium, rope the motherfucker off and let everybody walk, open up the bay doors all the way on the other side. If you can't manage, if you're telling me the security can't manage the 200 people over in a corner that they're not going to get out of a roped off area, fuck you. Open the door, open the bay doors, and let everybody get the hell out of there. They didn't leave that building until after 11 o'clock that night when we were finished.
I'm telling you,
like at 7.
That's exactly how it was in Orlando. And for that very reason, I'm telling you this is what you need to do. Hats and t-shirts. What do I mean? Here's what I mean.
I know what you mean.
We're walking out, and I grab a t-shirt, and I grab a hat, and I stick it down in my duffel bag. And I'm walking out, and there's the yellow coat guy, the security guard. Hey, how's it going? What's going on? I saw your event. You guys are great. Blah, blah, blah. You got any extra swag? Well, I don't know, man. We kind of gave it all away. Oh, I got this hat I was going to keep for myself, but I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you. Pull out a hat. Give that guy a hat. Later on that night, when I needed to get out, I got busted his ass to make sure that I could sneak out a side door. Hats and motherfucking t-shirts, buddy.
So me walking up with my gym bag and my cock in my other hand that just wasn't going to cut it, is that what you're telling me?
No, generally not. No, I'm not even, you know what, I'm not talking about any of your, I'm not talking about any of your alternative lifestyle websites tonight either. I swore to myself that I wouldn't. But no, nobody's buying that. Nobody's buying that if that's what you're selling.
Yeah, well, I'll agree with you there. I don't blame you. I'm fair.
Maybe that crazy redheaded chick you hang around with. But other than that, you better get on your hands and knees and count your blessings for that one, pal.
Trust me, I am. Hey, Mike, before we go to commercial, this week in rock, we've been covering sports the last few episodes. I had a request to go a different direction. This week in rock. Okay, arguably, Mike, you got your rock thinking toque on.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm flashing back to 1987 as we speak.
Oh, you got to go deeper than that. We're on to 1976. You ready?
I'm ready.
Probably the greatest rock and roll bands in history. Arguably. Top three on everybody's list. Released a concert film and the album on the same day, October 22nd, 1976. Who was the band? What was the movie? And what was the name of the song? Or what was the name of the album? The name of the album and the movie are the same.
Can I go right now?
If you have it now, I'll let you go now. Otherwise, we'll get it later. But if you need time to think, you're ready.
Let's
you
the song remains the same.
That's right. That opened.
Come on.
That opened nationwide in the U.S. This day in 1976.
Creepy freaking movie. It had a lot of overtones into black magic and stuff.
Yeah, it was cool.
I didn't
watch it till that, you know, when I was older in the 80s, and I watched it and, you know, watched The Wall and that kind of stuff, just trying to get it. And apparently, I didn't drop enough acid or something. It didn't work out for me. I didn't get it at the time. Yeah, I'm older. Maybe I need to watch it. Maybe it'll make sense.
You know, I actually saw The Wall like in a 99-cent theater. We were kids. We all used to go to the 99-cent theater. But they don't have those anymore. People probably don't know what I'm talking about. We used to go to the 99-cent theater, and The Wall was playing when I was a little kid. You know, it had just come out, and we went and watched it. And it was crazy. Crazy.
Yep,
you know, exactly. Six-pack of cheap beer in The Wall, man. Yikes.
How old were you, do you think?
Oh, wow. The movie didn't come out until early 80s. Album was 79, so... Yeah, I mean, I might have been 13, 11, 14
12.
At the most.
Yeah, 11, 12.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, nice. Nice. Well, on that note, Scott Hohag and Custom Stacks Nutrition are a wonderful sponsor here at RX Muscle Radio, at the RX Power Hour. We're going to cut to commercial, listen to a bit from Scott, and we will be right back. What's that? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I was just talking to Scott earlier today, and we're booking our... in our itinerary for the LA Fit Expo. I will be out there with Scott and very excited about the upcoming launch of their, you know, Custom Stacks Nutrition is really the cheapest prices online, the best prices you can get, and they have people that will actually help you put together kind of an ordering package just for you.
Right.
But in this year, in 2013, beg your pardon, they're going to be launching their own line of supplements, 360 Cut. If you've seen any of the videos that we've had up on the Power Hour Strength Radio page.
I will get us caught up.
I think I added one today.
Thank you.
A crazy one with some pin poles. But anyway, they're on the 360 Cut television on their YouTube site, but they will be launching their new products. Absolutely amazing stuff. We've been doing beta testing for a while, so I know myself and a lot of other folks have been involved. They just picked up a new guy that's on their advisory board, Coach X. It really is coming along. Very excited to be out at the LA Fit Expo with Scott and the folks from Custom Stacks and 360 Cut Nutrition.
Yeah. Scott actually is just getting ready to send me out some of the betas as we speak, so I'm going to have the opportunity to try those before they hit the stores. I'm looking forward to it. He said he's had some great feedback so far. So,
the branch chain amino acids, I think it's beta 4, that you take pre-workout, it tastes exactly like freaking watermelon Jolly Ranchers, dude. It is so good. I'm not even kidding. It's amazing.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. I need something to break up my beef, chicken, rice, and nut life that I've got going on right now. But hey, I'm leaner right now than I've ever been in my life, so I'm not complaining. On that note, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll listen to Scott Horlag and the crew, and we will be right back.
Custom Stacks Nutrition and its team of dedicated fitness professionals are here to help you achieve your fitness, sports, and body transformation goals. Custom Stacks Nutrition offers discount sports supplements, vitamins, and nutritional products to meet the needs of all types of fitness enthusiasts, from weekend warriors to competitive athletes and bodybuilders, and everyone interested in better health. We offer rock-bottom wholesale prices with easy ordering, top-rated service, and super fast shipping. All RX Power Hour listeners get 5% off all orders of $100 or more. Just visit CustomStacksNutrition.com and enter the code POWERHOUR when ordering. Custom Stacks Nutrition, your number one internet discount supplement retailer.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to TadTheDietCoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com or send an email to info@TadTheDietCoach.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hey, this is Mike Johnson with the House of Pain contest calendar for the weekend of October 26, 2012. On the strongman side, 1027 in Bettendorf, Iowa at Caddy's Bar and Grill, the Quad City Strongman Challenge 4. And on the powerlifting side on 1026 in Moorhead, Kentucky, the NASA Kentucky Regional, 1027 in Sacramento, California, the USPA Halloween Bench Press and Deadlift Championship, and in Cary, North Carolina, the USAPL 2012 West Cary Barbell Fall Festival of Power, and in Albany, New York, the USAPL Albany Strength Powerlifting Championship, also on the 27th in San Antonio, Texas, the USPA Texas Cup, in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, the IBPA Tournament of Shadows Halloween Bench Press and Deadlift Championship, and in Norfolk, Virginia, Roots SPF Halloween Owl, in Fort Worth, Texas, the MSA Unleash the Best for Raw Powerlifting Meet. And in Lexington, Virginia, the USAPL 2012 Virginia State Championship. In Orlando, Florida, the APF and AAPF Orlando Barbell Southern States Championship. Also on October 27th, in Baraboo, Wisconsin, the SLP Open Northern National Bench Press Deadlift and Curl Championship. In Ashburn, Virginia, the Raw United Reverend Milton Simmons Memorial Open. And in Centerville, Virginia, the Raw 2012 Northern Virginia Raw Fall Powerlifting Meet. And of course, in October 26th and 27th, right here in Columbus, Ohio, the 2012 XPC Semifinals. And if lifting heavy shit ain't for you, how about some food time in Dayton, Ohio, the Halloween Bash Cupcake Eating Contest. This has been the House of Pain contest calendar for October 26th. House of Pain, only the strong survive.
This is the RX Power Hour.
Welcome back to the RX Power Hour Strength Radio Program. I'm Brian Hildebrand. My much better looking fellow on the other side of the continent, Mr. Mike Johnston. Mike, you know, we had a super busy weekend in Phoenix. I think I'm mostly recovered. I got a good night of sleep last night, finally. For us, we're not used to putting events on. We're used to going and covering events and then staying up late, editing video and uploading pictures and, you know, putting all the information out there on our website. And so to be on the flip side of that, what you guys do, putting an event on, it's a frickin' lot of work.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people don't realize how much work, you know, comes with putting on an event. And, you know, there are people that are very grateful. Our winner this weekend, Zach, he's a wonderful kid. He is always very appreciative of stuff. You know, but so many people got gripes and complaints, and they bitch about this, they complain about that, and they just don't realize the time and effort it takes to put these kind of things on. And really, everybody thinks you're cleaning up and just making money. And believe me, there's very little money to be made at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me, I'm right there with you. I mean, we had some great sponsors that really stepped up to help us put this program on. You know, we paid out a little bit more money than we normally do. But at the end of the day, it takes a whole hell of a lot of work. And is it fun? Yeah, of course, there's a fun component to it. But you know, the bottom line is it's a lot of back-breaking work, and it's a lot of stress trying to put all of the pieces of the puzzle together so that you put on a good production, so people want to come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which brings me to our next guest.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the direction I was headed.
I've been here in Columbus, Ohio for 3 years, and a little better than 3 years now. And one of the first people that reached out to me was our next guest. And, he said, hey, come down and train at the gym. And I did, and, you know, I was kind of banged up from the years of powerlifting and strongman. I had a surgery, you know, before I ever really got back into lifting again in the left shoulder, and I had one on the right shoulder before I got to the gym. So I kind of limped along for a couple of years, and they were very supportive of me getting stronger because they knew that I had been a good lifter, and so he was very helpful in that regard. And he is also a promoter and a lifter himself, is one of the things I like about him. He's been on both sides of the platform, so I really do like that. But I'm excited because I'm getting ready to go to his meet and kick some ass. But it's the purveyor of Lex and Extreme and the kind of the brain trust behind the XPC. But welcome, Danny Daig.
Hello, hello. I'm Johnson.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting geared up for the XPC, which is coming up this weekend. Friday night I'll be on a bench bash on the 26th, and the 27th will be the full power day. We did have a 3-day venue, but the venue overbooked, so we had to skip it back to the 27th and run all full power on the 27th. So again, the bench bash will be starting at 7 p.m. on Friday night. Didn't get a lot of benchers in there, but it should be a good show. It's a last man standing type lifting venue where the guys have to open with a certain amount of weight.
So, Danny, that's kind of a new thing that they've been doing. I know that Rich Lack just had a last man standing. Jason Fry went up there for the lightweights and did pretty well. Do you prefer that format?
Well, to bring it to the Arnold main stage, that's what we have to do. That's what we are working towards. The Arnold people didn't like what was happening on the main stage with bench pressing. A lot of bomb outs, a lot of guys dumping it with the heavy benches with the shirts. So we thought we'd start something more like a show and do the last man standing. Vinny DiZenzo kind of came up with the idea, and we kind of went with it. It being a middleweight guy open with like 600 pounds, heavyweight 700, and then we take small increases through there. And it seems to put more of a show to the whole event. Instead of just
Well, it seems like there'd be some strategy too. We do that in Strongman with the last man standing log press. You know, everybody's got to take every weight, and the cream still rises to the top. The guys that were going to lift the heaviest still lift the heaviest.
Exactly, and that's what the last man standing will do. People that have watched it seem to really like it. It gives it a real good show. It's like exciting. It's not just your typical bench press competition, and it's got a lot of flair and showmanship to it. So I think once it catches on, it'll be good. And also, you could do it with squatting and deadlifting if it'd be more like a main stage type thing where the lifter would just come out and you only pick like 10 guys, they come out and do like a last man standing type lifting, and it just makes for a better show, I think.
Yeah. Now, there was some, as you were mentioning, it was going to be a three-day event, but there was a kind of a mix-up there with the facility. But we're going to run then two sessions, kind of like they used to do back in the old, the Senior Nationals. I know the Senior Nationals, APF, used to do that all the time. So you're going to have the lighter weight classes in the morning and then the heavier weights. What's the division on that?
No, actually, we decided not to run the sessions that was posted. That it was running in sessions, but I reposted it within the hour saying it's just a regular run meet. So it'll start at 9 a.m. and you'll just have the lightweight flight and then the heavyweight flight. There might be three flights there, but it'll be ran just like a meet. So it'll all start in the morning instead of sessions because I'm not real fond of sessions. I tried it a few times. It seems to be just a longer day. I think if we run it all together, it makes for a better day, and the guys like it better. They want to get started and get the thing over with. So,
everybody's going in the morning then. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I thought it would be better that way.
Awesome. It keeps everybody a little fresher that way, too.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of sessions. I don't like sessions because what happens is the guys have to sit around and wait. You don't know when the first session is going to be over. So, I've never been a fan of it. So I did it last March, and it made for a bad day. So I'll never do it again. I'm going to always run, I like to start in the morning and just take off from there.
So this is the XPC, and obviously I know that, I was kind of there with you. You're talking to the warmers and trying to get big lifting, big numbers, the big show back at the Arnold. What was the idea behind the XPC, though? Because some of the rules are a little bit different, too. Some of the things you do with the handouts and the bench press and kind of the squat command on the squat. But kind of what was the reasoning behind getting the XPC going? Because it's not, despite what some people think, it's not just another federation, right? It's actually a coalition.
Right. It's not a federation. It has no membership fees. So it's not a federation. It is a coalition. We decided to try to kind of start out with letting federations become involved, running qualifiers. This is the first year, so it's kind of, we didn't know how it worked out. It worked out okay, but I've got some new ideas coming up for next year. I think it'll be better for the lifters. They'll get more, they'll like the way the setup was via the future. We're not going to quite do it like we started out to do, but the XPC, yes, it is a coalition. The rules are just slightly different. I took from USPA. Steve Dennison started the start command of the bench press, which I think is very good because of the guys using the soft handout. That eliminates the soft handout. You have to start you end where you start. So once the your handler hands out, he leaves the platform, then the lifter gets the finish command, and then he has to get, of course, the end command for rack, and that has to be in the same position. Start.
And that's really nice that that's heading back in that direction, because we're seeing so many of these new organizations popping up. The XLPO 492 group out of Wiscopia. What was it? What's the name of that place in Minnesota we were just talking about, Mike? Sleepy Eye.
Yeah, Sleepy Eye.
Yeah, you get these places that show up, and you're getting all these soft rules, soft handoffs, no pause, touch and go, not making depth, not walking out, just all of those things. So it's nice to see, and from what I'm understanding from Mike and others that I've read about the direction that you're taking this, it's going back to the way powerlifting was intended to be, and keeping things tight and strict. I applaud you for doing that, because it's the right thing to do.
I look at it like this. What powerlifting has done, it's gotten, like you said, it's gotten softer. What we're trying to do is make it right. The way it used to be, it got to where all the federations were getting soft. It's not that we're strict, we're doing it right. They're just doing it softer. We're not doing it stricter, we're doing it right. And a lot of guys, I think, when it came to the XPC last year, were kind of surprised that, we had quite a few bomb outs in the squat, and they weren't used to that. So it's going to take a minute to catch on, and, hopefully it'll go in the right direction. With being at the Arnold, it's really going to help, I've got a lot of good people standing behind me, so it should be good. It's the first year, so we're just trying to get this thing off and running.
Yeah.
So, you talk about powerlifting history, and too. Now, you've been obviously here a Columbus guy, Grove City, West Side guy. You're sort of here in the beginning of all those things, and a lot of people don't know. I mean, some of the kind of legendary lifters that you've trained with over the years. And you were there in the garage when Westside started, isn't that correct?
Yes, I started powerlifting in basically 1982. I started out on my own with a guy named David Blackburn in his basement, and he knew a lot of powerlifters. We started out going to the ADSPA up in Pennsylvania, and then after I went to a few meets, I met a guy named Doug Heath, who was a very well-known powerlifter. He took me in the right direction, really, before I got my real start was with Doug. And he set me off in powerlifting, and I started making a lot of gains and started gaining weight with his training method. And then as we got going there, I met Louie Simmons at a so-called party, I guess you want to call it, that Jimmy Seichel was holding once. And he said he actually lived, and I actually lived about 10 minutes from his house. So I started looking in his garage, and as time progressed, Louie was a crane operator at the time. He was wanting to retire and do something else. So that's when Westside was developed, the gym over there on Briggs Road in Columbus. And it was me, Louie, and a friend named Tim Vanhorn who actually created that name. And Louie created the name, but we kind of helped him do it with Westside Barbell. And then, the rest is history. I stayed there till 1990, and then I took a small break in the 90s for powerlifting, and then went back to Westside in 2000 and lifted there until about 2003. Made another exit, and then decided to start training some kids in your garage of mine, and next thing I know, I'm opening a gym at Lexington Extreme, and the rest is history. And here we are still today. With my own gym of the Grove City.
Now, obviously Lexington Extreme, as I was talking about in the opening, trained there for a good while, and kind of got started back in powerlifting again myself at Lexington. But you've been involved with a lot of the different federations as well. So I guess the XPC is like a natural progression. Because you've been a state chair one time or another of what organizations in here in Ohio?
Well, the IPA,
I started out with the APF, did a few meets with them. I felt the APF, I liked the reason why I I gave up with the APS is because the IPA was more more personal. It wasn't as big as the Federation. The APS, everything was done through emails, and I just didn't like that. So I went with the IPA with Mark Schley. It was a great run with him. There was no reason why I quit. The reason why I did quit, it wasn't a bad reason. It was because I wanted to start the XTC. And I wanted to kind of break off on that. And, you know, that's the reason why I left the IPA. There's no other reason than that. You know, it wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing. And he, you know, me and him are still on good terms and everything like that.
So what federations then are currently affiliated with the XTC? And are there more kind of in the works?
Well, I can tell you this. The USPA, Steve Dennison out in California, is part of it. RPS, which is Gene Richlack's new federation. UPA up in Iowa. That is the IPA. That's the only fed that's involved now. But what we're going to do is, I think we're going to go about it a little different. I've talked to some other people, and I think we're going to let, in the future, the lifter decide. Instead of the federations, you know, running qualifiers, we're going to count anybody that does a multiply meet. If that person turns in the spreadsheet by the meet director and proves that he has done, you know, what he says he's done in that year, then we're going to count those as qualifiers. It didn't work out the way I thought with the federation. You know, the whole idea was I from the federation then so they could do qualifiers so they could, it would support their Fed. Well, some of the federations are running meet the same weekend I'm running the semifinals, which that's, you know, a conflict of interest, I believe. So I don't think the federation thing's going to work out the way I thought. So we're going to let the lifter decide probably next year. That's one of my new thoughts I'm going to come up with. I'm always open for ideas. If anybody's got any ideas on this. So it looks like the way we're going to go now. We'll let the lifter decide instead of the federation.
So will that
then? Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, will that open up the door to, you know, the SPF, for instance?
Yes, it would. Yeah, and you know what we were thinking at first. This was my thought at first. You know, some of the federations were soft, and I'm coming to find out almost all of them are. So the bottom line is you can qualify anywhere. Okay,
right.
But the bottom line, when you come to the semifinals, you're going to have to step up to the plate and actually the finals. You know, so you can qualify on a soft at a soft venue and a soft meet. But when bottom line is when you come to the semifinals or the finals, you're going to have to, you know, step up. So it works the same way both ways.
So that means good squat depth, you know, squat command at the top, you know, bench command at the top, you know, good lockouts, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yep.
No gym meets, right, Mike? No gym meets.
Yeah, no gym meets.
It's got to be within a federation, you know, the spreadsheet has to be turned in. So if a guy, let's say, he wants to go to an APS meet somewhere, and the meet director, he says, hey, I'm trying to qualify for the XTC, can you turn in my results, and, you know, or give them to me, and I can email them today, and that type thing. You know, it's got to be, I don't want for somebody to say, hey, I told this much in my garage. No. It should be done at a federation. It just doesn't matter where now. You know, I'm going to look at it like that because I think it'll work better. It'll give guys more of an opportunity to qualify instead of having to go to a certain place at a certain time. You know, I'm trying to make it convenient for the lifter. That's the whole idea. And, you know, a lot of guys are getting it and some guys aren't. So, you know, like I said,
you know, so isn't the big draw, though, isn't the big draw, like, I mean, going back to the days, because you and I were both there, of, you know, and for all the problems and, you know, all of the rumors on malfeasance and all these other things, you know, the WPO was damn exciting. You know, and isn't that kind of what you're trying to recreate with the XTC? But, like, with rules and regulations, but just that same kind of excitement again?
Yeah, you know, we all, if we're all in the sport, how many times have you heard guys start a conversation on one of the blogs, like Outlaws, and one of those places, and say, hey, you know, what was the best part of powerlifting? The WPO, the Arnold. We'd love to have that back, you know, and you heard it a million times. So, you know, it's been going on for more than just 1 year. I've been trying to get this thing in there for a long time, and Mike knows that. And, you know, I had to jump through hoops to get it in, and I did. And, you know, then you get some, you know, you get these guys with this negative thing where, you know, no, he's not really in there. Yeah, well, yeah, we are. We're really in the Arnold, you know. We've brought it back. Now it's up to the lifter, you know, to bring back that Arnold that we had in the past. And we've got it, but now we need lifters, you know. We've got it together. We've got the venue. We are in the Arnold, but we need lifters, you know. And I thought it would be a more of a turnout for the semifinals, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah. That was the excitement. That was one of the best meets I'd ever been to when Karen put it in the Arnold, and he did a great job there, and everybody agrees. Well, here we are again. We're doing it, you know, and it's going to be there. So hopefully it'll bring back that, you know, that WPO, you know, that venue, that type of setup. You know, I got the same type setup. It's over at Vets Memorial. We've got our own room down there. You know, it's not at the convention center, but the Arnold spread out all over Columbus. I mean, their shuttle buses take you everywhere. So the armband will get you in any of those places.
Awesome. You guys are going to be at the Veterans, correct? Not at the big venue.
Yeah, we're at Vets Memorial. That's originally where the Arnold was at. When they first started the Arnold, that's what was at, was Vets Memorial for years. And then Columbus grew. And the convention center opened up. Well, what it is the Arnold's so big, you know, and Mike can tell you this, that they got people parking on the roof, you know, down there. And now we're spreading out to OSU. OSU has the track and field?
Track and field.
Yeah. They're looking for other stuff to put other things in. And the Highland Games are there this year. And I believe it's outdoors somewhere, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it's out at the Columbus Commons where the old mall used to be, Center City Place. It's out there. Yep.
And, you know, and everybody says, well, why is your convention center? Well, it's because it's full. You know, we have our own building that's over at Best. We've got a nice room over there. It's at ground level with the bodybuilding show upstairs. So if you've ever seen Best, it kind of sits on a hill. We are ground level, and the bodybuilding finals are kind of up on that hill. So we're below where the bodybuilding finals are in the main auditorium is where they're at.
Right. Cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the Arnold. There's a lot of good things are going to happen this year. A lot of things are adding Highland Games, and you know, you guys are running a quality-sounding organization that's bringing back the rules, bringing back the way powerlifting should be. Not the touch-and-go bullshit that we see that's becoming so much more prevalent on YouTube, especially.
Right.
So, Dan, it's going to be fantastic. Anything else new for you going on down there at the gym?
We've got a lot of, you know, good lifters coming up. Eight of our guys have qualified for the semis. You know, the judging is we get judges from outside our gym. You know, if not our guys, judging our guys. And Mike can tell you that. We've got Joe Szymanski from up in Michigan and Josh Murphy from out in Zanesville. We've got another a newer guy that's on the board, Tony Butson from Michigan up in Detroit. He's a real good judge. I went up there this year for a Detroit barbell meet and kind of met him up there. And I've seen he's been down to Columbus and done my stuff before, but I never knew he was a judge. And he does a real good job. He knows squat depth. He knows the commands on the bench press, so we brought him aboard. Laura Dodd will be the head judge. She was a big part of getting the Arnold venue back, so you'll see her in the head chair. Mariah Liggett jumps in every now and then. So, you know, down at my place, yeah, there's eight guys coming. you know, four of those guys will hopefully squat in the 1,000-pound range, and three of them will bench, I'm hoping, close to 800. We'll see. So, you know, you always think big, but you know how it is on the platform.
Now, do you have any women qualified besides Mike Johnston? Don't you have an AARP women's category or something?
We do have a women's category. I don't know if he's... Is that the one you're seeing, Mike?
The senior citizens women class. Thank you very much.
did you blow your hair back out? Is that why you say that? Or is your hair short?
Yeah, Mike and I have got good at busting balls because we're long distance. When we're together, we were together in Phoenix this weekend. We, you know, we're polite to one another, but over the phone, there's a little ball busting going on. Hey, Dan, I really want to thank you for coming on and spending a few minutes with us. Good luck this weekend. I know I've been reading about this event, and Mike's just been talking and singing the praises about what you guys are doing, and there's no doubt in my mind you guys are going to have an incredible, incredible event. I'm looking forward to hearing from Mike how he does. You know, his 117-pound bench opener should be pretty awe-inspiring for most of the seniors out there. So,
hell yeah, that's 117 with the chips, baby. That's a record.
Yeah, keep in mind, Mike, this is in kilos. I've got a new set of the Evanco kilo plates. So, Elite Fitness was kind enough to lend us a 1,300-pound set of Elitos, brand new, never been really used. And so we're still going to be in kilos. It'll be in kilos, so we got it right to the spot. You know, there's no chance of it being overweight or underweight. They're going to be spot on.
Talking about that, Danny, you wanted to thank Elite Fitness. Is there anybody else sponsor-wise that you want to mention, or how can people get more information about the XPC?
Right.
The XPC website, xpcpowerlifting.com. Or you can go to lexanextreme.com, and that'll link you to the SBC website. We're talking to some sponsors for the big show. We've got some guys in mind. We haven't solidified nothing yet, but, you know, it's in the works. That's one of the hardest things to do is get people to spend money. So, you know, hopefully people will catch on and we'll get some money going. We always do give away money at the March meets, even if they weren't at the Arnold. I gave away money, so we're hoping to raise some money for the Arnold. We'll know right after semis if we got some good sponsors aboard, and we of course will be announcing that. So we're working on that. If anybody would like to be a sponsor, my information is on those websites, my emails, my phone number. It's not hard to get a hold of me. So. Anybody's wanting to be a sponsor, and you can get a booth there. That's the best memorial instead of, a lot of the booth space is taken up at the convention center. There is booth space at the XPC finals, so if anybody's interested in getting the booth space, some of that money will go towards the actual sponsorship.
Good. Awesome. Good to know. I was cruising around the xpcpowerlifting.com website, and I like it. It's very clean, very easy to navigate, easy to find information, and like I said, I'm wishing you guys nothing but the best this weekend. And, of course, I bust Mike's balls, but there's no doubt that he's going to put up some solid numbers this weekend. And knowing that he's doing it in an event like what you're putting on only solidifies the integrity of what you guys are doing. So, Dan, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming and spending some time with us. I'm sure you're busy. I'm sure we'll talk to you again here soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Dan. Thanks
a lot. Take care, Danny.
We'll see you this weekend, Mike. Good luck.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll see you 7:30 on Friday morning.
Excuse me. 7:59.
I'll be there. I'll be the first in line. You can bet that.
Gotta get that weigh-in done as early as possible.
He's a little overweight out here. He's about, what are you, about 260 right now?
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly. Right, well, we got a little ways to go.
Okay,
all right, Dan. Thanks. Great. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Okay.
Mike, cool, great guy. Certainly a lot of history with the whole emergence of Westside and everything that happened there. Full of history.
Imagine training in Louis's freaking garage.
Yeah. And when he was a young guy. When he was a young guy, too.
Yeah, when he was prolific.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was...
He's later 60s now, but, boy, that was, wow.
Yeah, that would have been, it would be interesting to be a fly on the wall or even a young, you know, a young lifter just upcoming, having the opportunity to be in that place, you know. It would be pretty incredible.
Yeah, I know they're involved in the USPA, and Steve Dennison's actually been in some of the meets I've talked with him, the UPA, RPS. I actually qualified out at one of Gene's meets out in Pennsylvania. And then the IPA, just Danny's longstanding history with Marshall A. I mean, that just made it pretty, you know, a no-brainer. I know that they were talking to Sweeney over at the APF, too, for a while. And I'm not 100% sure what happened, but I like the idea of, you know what, if you qualify and it's a sanctioned meet in your organization and your meet director sends in the information and it's legit, then you earn yourself a qualifying spot to the semifinal. You don't get to go to the big dance, but you get a chance to come to the proving ground. And, you know, I was online, you know, tweeting back and forth with some of these kids that are coming to the national championship at Strongman and that kind of thing. And there are a lot of people that qualify. I know every year in Strongman, we'll have 400 or 500 people qualify. I know that Danny's got a list of qualified athletes for the semifinals. I think that a lot of people run from the challenge. If they've got to go compete outside their backyard, they don't want to know about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've been fortunate enough to fly all around the world to compete in powerlifting and strongman, and I tell you what, it's difficult, it's hard, but you know you've accomplished something when you compete against the best of the best. I mean, if you finish first place against a bunch of ham and eggers time in and time out, I mean, you must really have a frail, frail ego. If you could go hang and bang with the very, very best and come out not broken, I think you accomplish more than if you have trophy after trophy and accolade after accolade competing against nobody.
Right. Yep, exactly. That's my motivation, actually. I'm pretty thin-skinned, so I'm going to develop the Brian Lifting Organization, the BLO, or the BLOW for short. I'm going to put a deadlifting platform in my garage, invite some of the kids from the neighborhood to come in and challenge me, and I'm going to become a world champion in the BLOW organization.
Brian, you're going to have young children come to your garage, and you're calling the organization BLOW. You know, I'm no Catholic priest, but you might want to rethink that.
Well, did I mention I went to school at Penn State?
Fantastic. Wow. Jeff, don't record that. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Well, on that note...
Go to commercial, please.
We're headed to commercial. We'll let Scott Hohag help us pay our bills. And Brian and Mike at the RX Power Hour.
Hey, Brian, let me say this, too. I know we're going to commercial again. If you go to Custom Stacks, make sure that you use the RX Power Hour code for your discount. Make sure you use that code for your discount. And they're already cheap. Dirt cheap.
Yeah, exactly. And save another 5% off dirt cheap. That makes it dirty cheap.
Dirty cheap, and that's how I like it. Dirty cheap, baby.
All right. We're on a commercial. We'll be right back.
Custom Stacks Nutrition and its team of dedicated fitness professionals are here to help you achieve your fitness, sports, and body transformation goals. Custom Stacks Nutrition offers discount sports supplements, vitamins, and nutritional products to meet the needs of all types of fitness enthusiasts, from weekend warriors to competitive athletes and bodybuilders, and everyone interested in better health. We offer rock-bottom wholesale prices with easy ordering, top-rated service, and super fast shipping. All RX Power Hour listeners get 5% off all orders of $100 or more. Just visit CustomStacksNutrition.com and enter the code Power Hour when ordering. Custom Stacks Nutrition, your number one internet discount supplement retailer.
RX Muscle.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com. This is the RX Power Hour.
Welcome back to the RX Power Hour Strength Radio Program. You know, maybe the Jerry Sandusky Penn State blow was maybe a little low, but it fit, I guess. That's the best way to put it.
Did you just say low blow?
Hello, blow.
My God.
Shifting gears, you know, I touched on this earlier. Bros versus pros. Now we're gonna leave that behind. That's ancient history now. You know, bros versus pros this weekend. We had a great time. The only issues that we really had, because there was a model search. It was a hot mom and hot dad contest. I didn't see any hot dads. There was a couple of mediocre moms, and they took up so much stage time that it pushed us late. And then we finished actually a little early in our time. We had, you know, we had a 2-hour block. We started late. We finished early because we got set up. We got the athletes going. Boom, boom, boom. Done. Finished. And then they went back on again, and they took fucking forever again. And then so we were late. We lost a couple athletes, and you know, the vendors had already started shutting down, and it was a little frustrating. But you know, overall, the event itself, you'll be able to see we'll have a video from all of the coverage on RX Muscle here in the next week or so. Pete the intern doing all the video editing, and there's a lot of great stuff there. You know, I wanted to touch on, we had some really great females. I told you about Rose Johnson. I'm not kidding when I say she's 4'11". Rose Joseph. She's 4'11". All the girls weighed in around 120 to 130 pounds, and she knocked out 60 reps in the squat with 120 pounds, because she was one of the lighter competitors. And then our overall winner, our IFBB pro, Danielle Delicat, she knocked out 65 at a body weight of of 130. She knocked out 65 squats with that weight. And then the gal that wound up winning the event, Rebecca Klopp, knocked out 75 squats with 125 pounds. And the winner of the squat and the deadlift each got $100 from Envision Medical. It's an HRT clinic in Florida that came and sponsored us, and we really want to thank them for being a part of that. Gave our athletes some unexpected extra cash for every event. When we had a couple great guys that showed up, in particular Frank Nesdoba, who won our Bros versus Pros in Phoenix last year, the squat event. This guy is... You have to look at the pictures. I'll post one of his pictures on our radio page. His legs are as big around as he is tall. He's got these monster legs, unlike anything I've ever seen. And he's just like a piston squatting. And he knocked out 315 pounds 43 times. And I think he just kind of ran out of gas. He probably had a few more left in him if he'd really pushed it. But because they had the second event, the 315-pound deadlift afterwards, I think he called it quits right there. Derek Farnsworth, our pro who we had on last week and the week before for a few minutes, knocked out 43 reps. And so we had a tie going into the deadlift event. The deadlift event, Rose Johnson opened with 100 repetitions at 120 pounds, her body weight. Which was unreal. And we weren't sure that anybody was going to catch her. And then Rebecca Klopp, who is a powerlifter by background, 125 pounds, 156 reps. It was stupidly, ridiculously awesome. She was on the platform for like 7 minutes deadlifting. It was incredible. And she wound up winning the overall one, took home $1,000 plus $200 from Envision Medical, and it was a nice payday for her. She came down from Oregon. For the men, we had a couple of young guys who'd never really done this before. Angel Monquilla knocked out 11. David Moses knocked out 12, a 315-pound deadlift for reps. We had a guy, Sadiq Shabazz, who knocked out 27, and this is a guy that competed in CrossFit all day And then came over and said, oh, I'll throw my hat in the ring. And then he came in and knocked out 27 reps. But at the end of the day, Frank Nizdoba, the squatter, nailed 35 reps. And Derek Farnsworth, who went last, got 35. We have co-champions of Bros versus Bros 12 Double Trouble. For the first time in 12 events, we've had co-champions. And the rumor is that we have an event coming up later in the summer, sponsored by the World Gym in San Diego. And assuming all that happens, it's going to be at a big Muscle Beach event. And Frank and Derek promised that there's going to be a rematch, and we will decide the winner definitely as to who's the your better, badder person for Bros versus Pros. You know, the one rep max guys, they really stuck it out. We had three girls come in and compete, throw their hat in the ring, and Prescription Nutrition stepped up with $500 for the overall winner, which was Sean Demaris. Is that how you pronounce his last name? I don't have it in front of me. Is it Demaris?
Demarinas.
Demarinas, that's right. I was missing a syllable in there. And he beat you by 20 pounds because I made him take a last lift, which he wasn't happy about. And he doubled a 705 for the win. And that was a lot of fun. We really had a good event. It went on longer than I would have liked. They're easier to run in a gym because you've got everybody standing right there, and it makes it easy. And when you have to set up and tear down, it would be like for you guys, Mike and Strongman, setting everything up, you know, running two events, and then having to tear everything down, set it off to the side, and then set it back up again and redo it. It was a little challenging, but in the end, it really worked. And I want to thank Osteogain Peptides, who was our primary sponsor for the event, Ed and Betty Pariso, who were the brain trust behind the Europa, who invited us out there to put on the event. Prescription Nutrition, my good buddy Josh Barnett at Metroflex Gym in Phoenix, who supplied all of our equipment. And I'll tell you, it was a steep learning curve for sure. And then, I forgot Iron Mag Labs, too, provided some nice cash and some prize gift certificates for our winners. So it was, all in all, an incredible weekend, and I'm looking forward to, we're going to be at the Diamond Gym just outside of Newark, New Jersey. I believe the date is Saturday, December 15th. I know it's just Saturday, and it's the Saturday after Masters Olympia, which is the 8th. So, yeah, Saturday, December 15th. Will be the Diamond Gym, starting around noon, and should be an incredible weekend. We touched on this earlier, but how's the water load going for cutting weight for your weigh-in this weekend?
I'm ready to go, man. I will be fine. I've done water loading before, having to cut down for professional strongman at 105 kilograms, 231 pounds, still coming back from the same body weight of 260. So it won't be any issue for me. You know, if you're in the Columbus area, if you're around, jump in a car, come see this thing. 26th to 27th of the benching, the last man standing on the 26th, and then everybody's going at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 27th. So there'll be a couple flights. You'll see some great lifters, some guys squatting over 1,000, benching in the 8s, pulling 800. Come on out and see. You want to see the best-looking man in powerlifting, not just the best-looking host on the RX Muscle Power Hour. Yours truly, Mike Johnston. I'll be there lifting some big numbers, hopefully. I've been training hard for this thing. You know, it's always a hit-or-miss type thing. You go through your training. You got the weeks under your belt. You're working on technique and form. Obviously, the strength is there. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the right calls and making your depth and kind of sticking with it. But I feel pretty good about it. So just all the crying is over. It's time to step up to the plate now. So,
and for the people who haven't met you, you're going to be wearing the bright pink Inzer deadlifting suit, right? That's how we'll find you.
Absolutely. Spoke with John Inzer this weekend. He recommended it, so I'm going to go with it.
I spoke with John this weekend. He's doing pretty well, so I'm excited. They put on a good event this weekend in Phoenix. They had a lot of
It looked pretty good. Sure. Looked pretty good. So, yeah, anyway, the Ultimate Sports Center, 1200 Steelwood Road, Suite 6, Columbus, Ohio. 2012 XPC Semifinals. Come check it out.
Good. Looking forward to it. Mike, nothing but the best this weekend, but I know that you're going to knock down a big number and do as well here at the Power Hour.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Right? No, not a problem at all. Hey, thanks to our guest, Dan Digg, of Lexan Extreme and the XPC. RX Muscles, of course, the guy that makes all this happen, Dave Palumbo, our own Jeff the Producer, Graphics Guru, and my much better half, Sally and Taylor, Scott Hoag, Custom Sex Nutrition. And, of course, we are missing one component. We're going to touch on this next weekend after we get some more information. Normally, I would include Rick Brewer, and I am going to include Rick Brewer in thanking him for his support of the community, not only the powerlifting community, but the strength community and the fitness community as a whole. Big shakeups at House of Pain this week, and I think we need to talk about that next week, Mike. But, you know, our best wishes to Rick Brewer in his future endeavors. And, of course, I want to thank my much gracious and beautifully powerful co-host from Columbus, Ohio, Mike Johnston. And until next week, night, everybody.
This has been the RX Power Hour. Check us out on rxmuscle.com and join in on the discussions.